Okay, my name's Dave Limbaugh. I'm the chair of the SSSA K-12 committee. The authors of this, even though I'm the only one listed, really is the K-12 committee, all 20 or so of us. And it doesn't look like for those coming up after, there is no remote. Usually I like to walk around when I do this. So nonetheless, we have an overview. Just going to hit very briefly on some of the things that we've done. This is not everything, but it gives you an overview of where we are today and hopefully a little bit on where we're going. We do have a page called Ask a Soil Scientist. This is sponsored through SSSA on their website. You can Google Ask a Soil Scientist and it will come up here. And the whole point behind it is that you can put a question in. Let people know. They can put a question in. It'll go to a coordinator that is regionally located throughout the world. All right, it's not just the U.S., it's not just Canada, it's the world. So there's 13 coordinators, 123 folks have signed up as resource people. So a coordinator may answer the question or it may go to somebody else. We're developing a section of frequently asked questions. We need volunteers. So for those of you that think you have something to give to us, great, we will take you. And I'm sure you all do have something. So volunteer for this. Also, as you look at the site, give us feedback. We don't mind feedback, negative or positive. All right, and one of the things that folks have said, the website is boring. All right, and I'll be the first to agree, it's a boring website. So give us some feedback on how to improve it. And that goes for all of the websites. We also work with the American Geologic Institute, AGI, distributing these Earth Science Kit Weeks. Has anybody ever seen one of those? Okay, well, you all should request one. Check with Susan Chapman, particularly for the chairs of the other committees, and take a look at this. There's 15,000 distributed at least a year, and they go to science teachers. There is a calendar activity on it, as well as additional stuff that we put in, a bookmark and biofuels fact sheet this year. And the bookmark has been really popular. Teachers like it. This is the calendar activity. The calendar comes out with, you know, the month and an activity related to a theme. This year's theme was energy. Warren Anderson developed a exercise using Web Soil Survey where you can find out what type of plants you could grow on a piece of land and what you can do to make biofuels out of it. So relating soils to energy. There's a bunch that have been done. Clay's done one. I think it was 2000. Hopefully I got the date right. So there's a bunch of them out there. These are all on our website if you want to download these exercises. Oh, went too fast. we attend the National Science Teachers Association, providing workshops where we just very quick exercises that teachers can take into the classroom. Give them enough information to do that, as well as talk with the teachers as they come by. And I think Clay and I were there last year. We were busy almost the whole time. We had folks coming by all the time. So there's an interest out there. We're going to continue this. Last weekend, a couple of our audience members and myself were at the mall in D.C. for the Science and Engineering Festival. I have never talked so much in my life. Okay, I talked for 8 hours straight, and it was great. Thousands of people came by. We had this spinner wheel that you can see downstairs, asked people questions, and found out how much or how little they knew about soils. But it was a great way to get soils out to the general public. We have a book out. This has been out for a while, so I'm not going to belabor it. But the idea that now that we have the book is to develop a teacher's guide. It'll be interactive. It'll be web-based. The idea is that we're going to have specific information based on each chapter, worksheets, test questions, what standards are being addressed. So that now, you know, it's not complete altruism. The idea is that we can sell more books, all right, if we have something that teachers can use. The idea is to take the pages out of the book and make it so that anything that has a box around it has a hyperlink, and you can go to information. You can link to terminology and go to a glossary. You can link to the main section, soil formation teacher's guide. where there will be specific objectives, glossary terms, information, study questions, and then always be able to get back home. Again, we haven't developed it completely yet. I'm meeting this afternoon, and hopefully, maybe by the end of the year, we'll have a prototype up there to take a look at, I hope. Digital soil library, or digital library, we're trying to develop that. We're looking for a grant to help stimulate it, get this started. How many of you have digital cameras? Raise your hands. This is interactive, all right? So you've got, and Clay's got his right with him right now. Okay, you take lots of photos, right? Those photos are absolutely useless to me, and I might like to use them. So the idea is that if we have a library that is a searchable database, if I need a photo of dry land cotton, I could call Clay, all right? Or I could go to a library, and it's there with documentation as to where it is, who took the photo, and so on. So that's the goal behind it. It is a long-term project. The idea is we get it started with a grant, but then we allow people to add stuff to it, but it will be reviewed. So that it's not just anybody putting their photos from wherever, okay? So that we know that we're getting high quality stuff. Middle school and high school book, okay, book in quotes. It isn't a book, it is a virtual book. The idea here is to develop lesson plans that relate back to the standard STEM concepts, science, technology, engineering, and math, right? So that we will relate to physics, chemistry, biology, whatever, and teach soils in those contexts, or teach chemistry using soils. Right? So something like redox, charges, right? Physical properties of density, all using soils in order to teach that, to demonstrate it. We're developing the lesson plans. The idea here is also that this will be a peer-reviewed lesson plan. So for those of you that are in universities and may eventually be looking for tenure or further promotion, this would count as a publication. So we do get some benefit from it. We work with the Envirothon. For those, anybody here know about the Envirothon? None of you, you need to look it up, because soils is part of it. It is a subject that this is for high school students to learn. It is a great opportunity to teach people soils. The K-12 committee has worked with them, looking at their learning objectives, resources, and our website is listed. We have looked at their test questions and corrected them. That's a long story in itself. But they have also acted as local resources. When the national event was in Asheville in North Carolina, which is where I'm from, we were out there talking to them and giving out information about soils. And it's amazing to see these kids really get into it, which is great, all across the country. We have websites. Soils.org lessons was kind of the first one. There's a lot of stuff that you're not seeing here. One of them is the resources where you can go in and get lessons that people have already looked at, based, and we've got it broken down by subject matter. So if you're looking for something on forensics, there is a lesson plan on using soils in forensics, which is pretty cool. All right. And it's also broken down by grade level. So again, this is a searchable database. There's also the Dig Deeper site, and this was set up with Smithsonian initially. It's now on its own. It needs some work. It's not the most kid-friendly. We're getting there, all right? It's kind of hard for a bunch of academics to always get things that are kid-friendly. So this is where we need input on how to improve. Okay, so again, it's a large committee, about 20 people. There are some folks on that committee that have been there since it began. I'm one of them. We're not getting off it, unless we do, it's kicking and screaming, because we like what we do. Monthly calls to keep active. There's a continuity so that we don't have new people coming in all the time. We like new blood, but there is some continuity maintained. Headquarters is great. They support us. Susan Chapman is dedicated to this. The board of directors is dedicated to it. But we need your help. And volunteer to be on the committee. If you have an idea, email me, email Susan, email Clay. Just talk to us. Let us know what you're thinking, because we do need this help. As this community grows, and I hope that it will, we have an opportunity to put these lesson plans together, and I'm talking the soils ones, but it could easily expand. I'll look at our other two folks here, crops and agronomy. Following that same lesson plan could really end up being a great resource for teachers that are out there.